Welcome to Moni Talks Tech and Other Things, the podcast where service-based business owners and coaches like you can walk away with simple tips and tricks to level up your business and defeat the ultimate end boss, your dreaded tech setup. Are you ready for this? Then let's go. Welcome to another episode of Moni Talks Tech. And today we're going deep and I'm going to share with you a bunch of things that I've set up where tech helps me to overcome things that I otherwise would really, really struggle with. So let's dive right in. I do like my tech and I do love everything that it does, but there are also a couple of things in my business that I really don't enjoy and that I've really struggled with actually, and that's not, that is not very good for business, is it? But I figured out ways to get over this or to trick myself a little bit to make it better. So one example is that I really am not good at sending invoices. Because sometimes it has a bit to do with the fact that I feel guilty for charging you. which makes me laugh and is kind of funny because we all have a lot to offer and does not everything needs to be for free. And I know I have a lot of skills that are very valuable to a lot of people and I also deserve to get paid for it. Logically, I know that. Sometimes I do not know that deep in my heart. But because I logically know this, I've created ways and systems around that help me to make it better. So for example, all my invoices go out automatically. They are set up as recurring invoices. I don't need to manually write that invoice. It goes out. It goes out with an email and a payment reminder if something is not paid yet by a certain amount of date or by a certain amount of time goes out after whatever payment date is agreed upon automatically as well. That keeps me totally out of the loop. Well, it doesn't keep me out of the loop. I see when things get paid and everything. I get emails for that. But it takes away the necessity of me having to go in, having to set up that invoice manually, then having to send that email manually. Instead, the invoices are recurring to the recurring clients that I have, and it just goes out without me having to additionally put any effort into it, which takes away a lot of the pressure of me having to do this and having to emotionally deal with it in the moment, because otherwise I would just sit on it for months and months and months and then it would be too late and I would feel too guilty to send that invoice like 6 months later. So in that case, this is how it's supposed to, how it happens for me. So I trick myself into not dealing with it, but it's been dealt with on the back end of my business because I have the tech to support me with it. In general, for all my client relationship management, I use Dubsado because I used it since the beginning of my business. They were quite fresh and young back then as well. I think they were also only like a year old when I invested into their tool. And it helps me not only set up workflows and emails and automations that go out via email that I don't need to always personally have my finger in them, but also it helps me create proposals and also manage existing clients and new clients. And that's just really great to have because otherwise, where would that even go? Like, it would probably be all a massive chaos. But with Dubsado, it's really helping me to be more organized with it, to have everything in one place, the invoicing in one place. I can write proposals in it, which is also very helpful if I'm not dealing with recurring clients. But that also means I will navigate around that invoicing fact by sending out a proposal that has everything attached to it already. So I send a proposal together with a contract that people can sign and the invoice will be attached to it as well. So I don't need to get my fingers dirty manually later after like first sending the proposal over. This is what it will cost. Then having another back and forth with a client about signing the contract and then chasing them for the money. Like, there are so many steps in between if you don't automate this. And I know about myself that I would really struggle with that this is too much brain work. You need to constantly engage your brain during it all. And it's a lot of energy that you can spend otherwise. I already solve problems so often during my business for my clients, and it often is a lot of brain work, but there is some different kind of brain work that's not bringing joy to my brain. I don't feel like a superhero when I send an email. In fact, I sometimes really hate it, and it takes me forever, and it's not my area of expertise, and I don't experience big joy coming from it. And my brain is occupied otherwise with problem solving of complex things very often. So I feel like I'm all brained out already. If I would spend a lot of time with that manually too, I would just implode because I don't have that much brain space left in the end for things like that. And especially for things that I can automate and make more organized, that then takes away, not only it gives me time back in the day, and it makes me feel more professional. And I know this is a weird point to come or to mention from someone who is not really super professional in a public or personal sense. I'm very much into being who I am and not pretending to be something or someone that I'm not. You get what you see when you work with me, and I want to be really authentic, and I have no intention and no interest in putting up a facade of something else or someone else and making me seem more professional because of the clothes that I wear, for example. I do just as good of a job in my sweatpants than somebody else who is wearing a business suit. What I do is not in question because of what I look like and how I speak. That doesn't mean that I can't do my work any less because I don't take myself too seriously and because I just enjoy to have fun in my life. And this is very important to me, but it also comes a bit with insecurity because you maybe don't look like those people on Instagram do 90% of the time or all the time. And then you have this imposter syndrome of, are you even as good as you maybe think you are? Or sometimes people are telling you. And for me, it's really helpful to have a tool that supports me in it in a way where at least I know my processes and my systems are set up professionally and give a nice client experience on the other side. So for me, this massively takes away insecurity, because otherwise I would just be feeling like floating around in space without gravity and not knowing what to do. But I know I can rely on my tech 90% of the time. That doesn't mean there aren't any fuck-ups or that sometimes I won't get an email or whatever. But at the same time, I feel confident enough in it that it helps me do business better. So really, what I would suggest to you is have a look at yourself and your business and what are the things that you really, really hate and that don't make you feel good, that cost you a lot of time, and see if there is a way that you can trick yourself a bit into improving that. Like, how can you maybe avoid it, but do it at the same time? Is there a tool that could help you with it? And if you need help and if you need suggestions, you can always reach out and follow me on Instagram at moneyrocksyoursocks or reach out at moneyrocksyoursocks.com. On my website, there's a contact form and we can figure this out together as well. So I hope you have a great rest of your day and see you again next week for another amazing episode of Money Talks Tech. I'm just saying that. I don't know if it's going to be great, but I'm sure it's going to be fine. See you then.